turn the smile on. An unmasked friend as we take streets I don't walk down, cause I want to avoid finding temptation. Walk out of downtown, facing treasure, the crowds that once made me act so annoyed. Sometimes I wonder choose. Pick out a movie, a sandwich from a screen. Yeah, how many days in life will I spend underground? Hours in total, as many as it takes. And how many ways of feeling lousy have I found? Lately uncounted, I've found a reason to shoes. Feeling the sound like a bolt of lightning, house of dreams. You were once my girl for New York City blues. Is this goodbye then? Will you be
on the other side?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm listening to me turning my voice up. All right, there I am. Good. Oh, it's been so crazy busy. Oh my god. Okay, so my life for the past, what is today, Wednesday? So since like Thursday of last week, my life has been just nonstop. So I'm a teacher. I teach high school. And it's report card time. So any teachers out there, if you can resonate with this, you, I know you will resonate with this. It's crazy time. So this whole weekend, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, aside from doing yoga each day, because I had to, namaste. I was like in my PJs, just marking and marking and nonstop, like, work. And I'm still doing the final touches on my report card, meaning I'm like writing the final comments on these report cards. And the way it works, if you are familiar with the system, you should know this, but the Vancouver School Board has just this year switched over to the semester system. Oh, by the way, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm wearing a mask, of course, so if I sound muffled, that is why. But yeah, so we switched to the semester system from the linear system, which meant we used to have 8 classes a year, like from, you know, September until June. And as teachers, if you work full time, you teach 7 out of the 8 periods and you get 1 prep, as it's called, or a spare. So, you know, you teach 7 of the 8. And so, you know, on the linear system, every second day you would get like 1 class off to breathe and to mark your work and to prepare and all that. But do the math on the semester system. There's 4 classes half a year for all the students. And if you're full time, you still teach 7 across the year, but you teach 4 one semester and then only 3. So that means that the one semester you have 3, you have a break every single day, which is twice as much in terms of frequency compared to previously. But then in the semester that you teach 4 to 4, you don't have any prep time at all. So that's this semester for me. And it's a nightmare. I'm like literally my head is spinning like nonstop. And I've gotten testy with the kids and I'm just like, ugh, I'm about to die. They're like, when are we going to get our tests back? And I'm like, I don't think you will. No. I'm like, when they're marked, that's when you. So, yeah. Oh, my God. It's a nightmare. So I'm trying to breathe. And of course, you know, I live in East Van. So even just coming here is quite the haul. But I'm here. So I will allow the music to wash over my very stressed out soul. Yeah. Yes. What is it? 6 days of work nonstop. In addition to my fun old finger therapy, which I'm still at. So I go back tomorrow. I was there yesterday and we're trying to get my one finger working because it's not. So the tendon is damaged, whatever. So basically I have like a poker finger. My left ring finger doesn't bend and it's almost comical. It's gotten to the point where I'm like, well, it gives me character A. And B, I've learned how to actually adapt without, you know, like I can't make a fist with my left hand. Still, that's what we're working on. But your body's weird, does really adapt. Whatever. And yeah, looks like I'll probably need surgery, but I go to the doctor or the surgeon actually on Monday. That's right, on Monday morning. I guess he'll assess. I don't know. But I'm busy with yoga. Busy with my yoga every single day, except for the past couple because I've been too busy working. Doing the hot yoga. So shout out to Modo Yoga. They're such a blessing. I just adore Modo Yoga. It really does calm the mind. Like for me, yoga is 50-50 mind/, you know, Zen therapy, you know, just, you know, being present in the moment, and the other half is physical. And I'm very appreciative of my yoga and many things. It's always good to be appreciative. That's one thing yoga has taught me. Instead of going like, hey, my finger's all messed up. It's like, hey, and I always have been fairly appreciative, but I'm appreciative. It's still there. Because when I go to my finger therapy, there's other people who are missing digits. And I'm like, wow. So knock on wood with my good hand. I'm doing okay, folks. I'm sorry that, wow, I've just been talking at you for like, what, 10 minutes? I guess I needed that. I feel like I've been in this vacuum of work. Whew. Okay, namaste. I'm calming down. Who was that? That was Parquet Courts, in case you're curious. That was the band we just listened to. I love that song. And I love Parquet Courts. I think they're currently my favorite band. I think they're the band at this moment. Plus, I'm going to play us from Sufjan Stevens, who is also up there for me at the moment. But anyways, Parquet Courts are from, I think, Brooklyn? New York City, for sure. I just love his voice, the lead singer's voice. Let me just confirm. Let's make sure I'm not, making up any any fallacies here. Okay, it is. I was right. Yay. They're from New York City. If there's one thing I'm good at, it is rock geography trivia. There should be a whole, game show. I think I would do very well. I'm pretty good at that. Because, well, I have a degree in geography. And I'm quite into the rock and roll. So, have a background in it. Here I am doing the rock and roll for all of us. Anyways, let me tell you about Parquet Courts. New York City is where they're based. And there's four of them. But I'm reading right here that two of the members, so Andrew Savage and Austin Brown, met while both students at the University of North Texas. So that's pretty cool. All right. That's that. Now let's head on over to the Detroit guy, Sufjan Stevens. I did not know he was from Detroit all that time that I liked him. He's born in 75. I know that about him. See, I know weird things about rock people. I know the years that they're born. I'd be good at that. The years and their origin or location. So he is from Detroit, Michigan. I had read that he just had a very weird upbringing. So, he lived, I think, with his mom in a car or something to that effect. He had a really rough upbringing. I don't think they had much money, if I remember correctly. And his music can be Christian. So he did sing about God and stuff like that, which I don't like. That's not at all my jam. But I believe his later stuff, including this stuff, is not so much, if at all, from what I understand. Oh, here it is. I'm just reading this right now. Despite many of his songs having spiritual allusions. Oh, well, isn't that interesting? Well, Sufjan Stevens does not identify as a contemporary Christian music artist, or does he frequently discuss religion with the press? I think he just doesn't want to be lumped in, with those freaks. Let's be honest. Yuck. I'll say I had a cousin-in-law who actually was a Christian rock star. My cousin's husband. Oh my God. I won't mention his name because I don't want to slander any of my relatives. Nice guy. But he had the full on 1980s, rock hair, the full mullet, I swear he would wear spandex, and he fronted a Christian rock band and they were so awful. It was great. It was quite comical. Here we go. Let's see, Sufjan's, personal life. Well, he now lives in upstate New York. He does of course identify as a Christian. And that he attends an Anglo-Catholic Episcopal Church. All right, well, there you go. Well, let's listen to I love this song of his so much right now. This song brings me just to a place of calm. I just need to calm down right now. I'm just nonstop talking. Whew. Okay. So let's listen to the song Back to Oz. I just really adore this song. It's done with somebody named Angelo D'Augustine, and it's from the album, it looks like Back to Oz, I believe. I'm just going to play it, and then I'll give you more information as when I come back. Phew, okay. The station is CITR. Yes, it is. Of course it is. 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm here with you all until 8. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to make it all the way to 8, to be honest. I still have work to do. So I'm almost always here from 6:30 to 8. We'll just see how this goes. All right. I'm going to stop talking and we're going to start rocking. And as I mentioned, this is Sufjan Stevens and Angelo D'Augustine on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Dreams were buried away. You love me, but you don't know me. In due time, you'll throw it away. I'll be there to play my part. Wanna keep us safe from harm. But our love was in. Keep us safe, but our love was in my heart that I feel. Start. Don't be.
let's rotate. There's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
It's the one
natural man's world crash with.
You're listening to CITR. That's what we're listening to. Generation X. That's what we're going to be listening to next. That's the band. But let me tell you about that band, who I just really love that song of theirs, which is Sweet Teeth. It's not sweet tea, but like your teeth. T-E-E-T-H. And again, if I sound muffled, it's because I am wearing a mask. Because that is how that works around here, CITR. And that's good. I have no issues with that. So, Sweet Teeth, they are Swedish. And that song is new off their 2021 release, Acid Rain. Before that, we heard something from like 1995. That's timeless, isn't it? That is Lou Barlow and his band at the time called The Folk Implosion with Natural One. You might remember that song from the Kids soundtrack. It was released as a single. Remember the movie Kids? Chloe Sevigny, that movie was so hot at the time. Yeah, that I can't believe it's that old. It's more now, that whole cast is like, not kids, it should be just called like middle-aged, you know? And then of course, Sufjan Stevens and Angelo does something. Let me scroll here. Angelo D'Og. I don't even think I finished filling out Augustine. That's his name. With Back to Oz. Such a good song. All right, it is 7:03. Should we look at some weather? I think we should. Oh my God. For somebody who suffers pretty severely from seasonal affective disorder, SAD. Oh my God. Like, I was actually driving into work on Monday in tears. Like, I was so in such a dark place. You know, I was working on report cards all weekend. The darkness really affects me, like, really badly. I have given it a lot of thought. Like, what is it? What is it about SAD? What is it about us people who are affected by the weather? And I'm thinking it could have something to do. I feel this. It's like a claustrophobic thing. So I have claustrophobia to begin with. But then when the sky comes down, like when the clouds are down at the earth, I feel just squished in. I feel trapped. So I think that's what it is for me. Because I know so many people, especially students of mine, because, you know, I teach high school, who are like, yeah, I'm fine. I actually really like the rain. And I'm like, wow, good for you. Like, I'm jealous. I think once I start skiing again, that'll help. The albedo, you know, the reflection off the white snow, the surface, it will help. Because I know I started skiing last year and my mood was elevated very quickly. So I think I should be okay. But let's check in and see how my mood should be for the next little while. But yeah, I think we went something like 15 days at least up until Tuesday with rain and darkness. And it was so dark some of those days. You guys must remember where it was like 4:30 and it was like pitch black. And it wasn't because the sun was just setting early, because it does, but it doesn't set at 4:30. It's because the storm clouds were so dark. They were so heavy. And I mean, if you looked at one side of the sky versus the other at some of those times at like 4:30, it was pitch black on the one side. And then it was like, you know, the sun was starting to set, you could tell. And it was so extreme and so, so foreboding. Ugh. Okay. I'm calming down. Here we are. Let's take a look at the forecast for the next 7 days. Today is Wednesday. So tomorrow's Thursday. Ooh, it's chilly. High of 5 tomorrow with light rain. Okay, so Friday, oh my God, it says the following: mainly sunny and a high of 7. Mainly sunny. Oh my God, that is awesome. So then we head into the weekend, cloudy, highs of 7 and 6. And then Monday shows a few showers and a high of 9. So it's, you know, it's your typical Vancouver weather in November. What can you do? That's all you can do. But hey, I'm in the middle of planning a vacation with my kids. It's looking like it's Costa Rica for spring break. So I'm very stoked. I'm feeling the stoke. I am very, yes, I so deserve it. I haven't been on vacation in so long. I mean, most of us probably haven't, right? The whole world turned upside down when COVID hit and so many plans were thrown by the wayside. Remember? Or maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe we're forgetting because it's a coping mechanism. But yeah, I was supposed to go to Florida. I was literally 12 hours away from going to Florida. And at that moment had to, on a dime, cancel my trip. It was nuts. Florida and Detroit, that was in the cards for me, but it didn't pan out. All right, enough of that. All right, so let's continue. What do I got now? Oh yeah, I've got Generation X. This is a band that was, can you believe this? Billy Idol. He fronted Generation X. We're going to hear the song Ready, Steady, Go. I love this song. It's so good. This is from what, like, I don't know. I'm guessing 77. That's the best guess. Generation X were active in the late 70s. So I don't know. I can come back with more details if you'd like. But are we ready? Let's do it. Oops. Let me fix that first. That's okay, good. All right, let me try this again. This right here on CITR 101.9 FM is Generation X.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Never really been a fighter. Bathing blood every day, drunk in the sun. I'm going downtown tomorrow. There's a fire sale, they're selling live wires. I want one.
Accessibility,
disability,
mental health,
ADHD and ADD,
and many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Yeah.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was the Von Bondies with Come On, Come On off their album Pawn Shop Heart. I don't know, somewhere in the early 2000s or so. That was actually the theme song for the killer Dennis Leary show Rescue Me. Do you remember that show? I used to love it. And I love Dennis Leary, so... He picked some good songs. I had the soundtrack, as a matter of fact. I believe, to that series. I think it was really good. I don't know where it went. Rescue Me. All right, the Von Bondies out of Detroit. And I'll never forget, okay? So the lead singer, Jason Stolzheimer? Something like that. He got into some beef with good old Jack White from the White Stripes back in the day. This was around the early 2000s or so. And I think it was over some girl. It was some girl that they had both dated. Perhaps it was... I'm trying to remember who. Marcy? Macy? One of them... they got into... I feel like it was at the Magic Stick. I think that's where it was in Detroit, which is it's a pretty cool venue with a lot of pool tables and lots of good bands. And one of them punched the other. They got into it. And I remember they were recording. So like they were doing some producing at the time. So they had a relationship like that. So that, you know, they were all in the Detroit music scene, blah, blah, blah. And they'd had some pretty good working relationship. And then something came between them, which I believe was a girl. And, you know, punches were thrown and mugshots were taken. Yeah, I remember this. I think Jack White was charged. I think he's got a temper, too, from everything I've read. And I don't know exactly who was at fault there, but it was almost more comical. So there is that. That's the Von Bondies. All right, before that, we heard something from another fairly comical band, the Dandy Warhols, who, speaking of which, they had to do with, what was that other band? It'll come to me. Dandy Warhols out of Portland, I think. I saw them also, speaking of Detroit, in Detroit. They opened for, I'm going to say, Elastica. I think so. At St. Andrews Hall. I think that's where I saw them. That would have been like the late 90s. Yeah, like 96-ish. When I say late, more like mid. Yeah, I think I was living in Windsor at the time. That's right. And I just remember them being, I was doing a show at CJAM, C-J-A-M, the University of Windsor Station. I was back in Windsor for like, I don't know, a year. In between universities, I'd gone to school in Louisiana, then I'd come back. I was at school in Detroit, but living in Windsor. And I did my radio shows called, what was it called now? Betty's Boutique. That's right, it was called Betty's Boutique. And this is how dedicated to music I was at the time. This is so crazy. I agreed and happily did a show every Sunday night or morning. Yeah, it was, let's put it this way, it was 2 to 6 a.m. I started my show at 2 a.m. and did it until 6 a.m. That is nuts. 4 hours too. I had like no listeners. No, I'm sure. I actually had like 2 listeners. I know because this one guy, this security guard just across the river in Detroit would listen to me and he would sort of keep me company, this black dude. And he liked the sound of my voice and whatever. And some other weirdo. Well, that guy wasn't a weirdo, but some other actual weirdo would listen to me do my thing at like 3 in the morning or something. Those were the days. And so the Danny Warhols. Yeah, back to them. Sorry. I got distracted by my own memories. What I recall about those guys is they were just really dirty. And I don't mean like dirty sexually. They probably were. I'm sure they were. But they were just like, they just looked so greasy. Of course, myself having been in a touring band, you do. I mean, when you're touring, you just like, ugh, you get greasy. But they looked extra greasy. That's Dandy Warhols. All right, before that, we heard something from local band The Apollo Ghosts with the song Surf Don't Sink off the album Local Delivery Only. That was released just last year, so 2020. And then, we heard something from a band called Sweet Nobody, who I just discovered. I really like them. The song we heard is 5-Star Diary off the album We're Trying Our Best. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Sweet Nobody. Like, I got to figure out where they're from. Hold on a second. You see how organized I am. Let's figure this thing out. Sweet Nobody. From Long Beach. Long Beach, California. Very cool. That's what I can tell you. All right. What else? What else do I have to tell you guys? I don't know. It's 7:29. Wow. Okay. I'm going to play something that I love. I just love. I used to play this all the time because it's so perfect. It is Soccer Mommy. I love Soccer Mommy. We're going to hear the song Your Dog. Such a great song. There you go. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with us all until 8. Looks like I'm going to make it. I thought I might bail early because I'm so exhausted. But I'm telling you, this is what music does. You know, especially driving so far all the way from East Van to here, trying to beat traffic, which is a nightmare. And I'm just like, I just want to go sleep. I just want to like do nothing, watch TV. It turns out I get here. It always happens. And then I'm like, I feel good. Music is rejuvenating, right? Okay, I'm going to stop talking. And let's start rocking with some Soccer Mommy here on CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. Oh, that might help if I had this on, right? Okay, let me try that again.
So Sexual misconduct as a member of the Canadian Armed Forces or as an employee of the Department of National Defence and or staff of the non-public funds Canadian Forces may qualify for financial compensation and participate in a restorative engagement program. Claims for financial compensation and the restorative engagement program must be filed by November 24, 2021. File a claim. Participate in restorative engagement. Be heard. File a claim at caf-dndsexualmisconductclassaction.ca.
Jumping out the bed for the bang. I stay calm, shoot whatever landed in frame. Like yin yang, good, bad, it's all one and the same. You've been had, thought the trauma kept you stuck in your ways. We moved forward, had to ante up and get with the pace. Too many born, live their whole life as in chains. For bored niggas, not the sore, their whole life is in chains. My old sport, your quarrel never been to sift through the weeds. Till new ground, plant new seeds. I spent the harvest unpacking with the artisan siege. And for the quest to myself, found new leads. So what ain't best for my health, got a goji. My posture whacking, I'm slimming out of my old jeans. The doc told me just save your back for the whole team. Take a powder, them vitamins keep the flow neat. Like all that power get put to machine. Panning with the pollock on the plate, it'll give me some green. Homie smelled the sesame off the block at 2:45. Knew it was me, sparking the ill will, setting it free. Ain't for nothing, so my mama is to usher to sleep. No dreams deferred, had me counting sheep. Now it's blessings, and in my favor, the karma creep. Top beat, but most young kings that get their head chopped running the key. I'm with my brothers talking shop and brewing something sweet. Lil' guap degrees the pocket when the shit complete. We move forward, been the mantra, keep it on repeat. There's no fear in my heart when I'm on my feet. I'm free. Yeah. We move forward. I'm free. I'm free. Yeah.
Playing those games. Mine. wish I was numb.
Yo. Yo, 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 Five dog, what a guan with the crow. Enough thing, that's why me had to come through. Five dog, you spit wicked every verse. Them no say, respect the training man first. Five dog, I know you have them all shook up. Good shit, cause you a mastermind, they cook up. Five dog, what a guan with the crow. Enough thing, that's why me had to come through. Five dog, you spit wicked every verse. Them no say, respect training man first. Five dog, I know you honor one and toes. Give me that one where we damn, that's the one pointer. Alright, say, Five dog, I know you wanna one and twos. Give me a zero zero and do exactly what you do. Try call quest, you see them back with one another. Hey, your boss or boss, they don't want no problem.
Five dog, Five dog, Donald,
Donald,
Five dog, legend,
Donald,
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 Donald, Fight dog legend, you can call me Don Juice. I'm the shit right now, what you need to see proof? Recently on the internet they chatting, taking posts debating who can win in battle rapping. Let's make it happen, these cyberfucks already parred. No subliminals with me, you know who the fuck you are. Who wants bar? Ha ha, well here are orthodox spitter or ring on a south paw. No doubt I'ma set it, dudes best be ready. Off top on the spot, no reading from your whack. Leave the iPhones home, skill sets must be shown. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. I got its own ace, prick to all clones. Untouchable in my zone, watch it, don't leave him alone. Fuck your ass, cheek flows with bars sweeter than scones. Put on microphone.
Yes, yes, he's the wrong one to fuck with no matter what the day. He could catch you on his plane or the one he on today. Visit niggas in a dream, make a scream of bloody murder. He's the Trinity Gladiator, ain't no need to take it further. If you wanna take it further, your Huckleberry is here. Doctor of your holiday, Wyatt Earp, your good life to tears. We gon' celebrate him, elevate him. Father had to levitate him, give him his and don't debate him. Top dog is the way to rate him.
Respect the truth. mastermind group up.
Five dog.
You know they back with one another.
Five dog. Them no wanna run, brother. Step back. 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 Them no wanna run, brother. Five dog.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there, of course, is A Tribe Called Quest from 2016 and just such a spectacular record. We heard The Donald and we got it from here. Thank you for your service. When that record came out, I just was moved on every single level. I remember smoking some weed and listening to that record and literally bugging out so hard. Like, just like, oh, like it was so good and so intense that I was almost like, what's the word called? I don't know, overwhelmed and bothered. Like, I couldn't handle it. So good. Unfortunately, that was the last record that, well, he had Fife Dog, of course, and what's his face? Oh my God, the short guy, the 5 foot. Oh my God, what is his name? How can I forget this? This always happens when that red light goes on. Members, what is wrong with me? Fife Dog, of course. He's singing Fife Dog the whole time. And I'm like, you know, yeah, sadly, I'm trying to explain when he died. He died of diabetes, which was a crying shame. Fife Dog. He was the Trini Gladiator, of course. Yes, the 5 foot, I don't know, 5'3", super short guy from Trinidad originally. And he died from complications of diabetes. I was in the Dominican when all that went down and I was very bummed. And he sang on something like half of the songs on that record. And he died before they released the record. So they're able to posthumously release his work, which is amazing. Yes, there we are. All right. That was A Tribe. And then before that, we heard, oh, something from New York City. This is Chuck Woo. It's a single. The song was called Free. I really like it. Very smooth. And then, of course, in there before that was from 1965 and the record Going to a Go-Go. Smokey Robinson with the tracks of My Tears. It is 7:47. My name is Anita B and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with us all for, you know, I don't know, a couple more songs or so. Few more songs, and I'm gonna play us something from the Thermals, because God, I just love the Thermals, so good. I'm trying to find the song. I have it right here. I called out your name. There it is. This is a great one. This is from the album Now We Can See. Now, I don't think the Thermals are around anymore. They were out of Portland, a three-piece co-ed band, and yeah. Let's take a listen to this. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's make sure this is on. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, let's not do that. All right.
Yeah.
And that there, folks, is my show. The time is 7:55, and that's one of my super chill favorite songs by Big Thief. The song is Shark Smile. That was released a few, I don't know, like 2017 or so. Before that, we heard something from the Thermals. I called out your name from the record. Now We Can See. I'll be back in 2 weeks with my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm going to leave us with something from the band Hum. I haven't played. I don't know if I've ever played these guys. I used to listen to them back in the 90s. And I came across them and realized, yeah, I forgot how much I love the band Hum. So let's hear something. The song Stars. This is a classic. So that's about that. Yeah, I think that's all I got for you. I'm so tired. Okay. Whoa. Okay, let's not listen to that. Listen, here we go. This is Stars from the band Hum off their record You'd Prefer an Astronaut on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.